This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 5. The Story of the Deluge and How It Came About.
"One time," said Uncle Remus, adjusting his spectacles so as to be able to see how to thread a large darning needle with which he was patching his coat. "One time, way back yonder, 'fore you was born, honey, and 'fore Mars John or Miss Sally was born, way back yonder, 'fore any of us was born, to animals and to creatures sort of lectioneer round among themselves, till at last they agreed fur to have an assembly. In dem days," continued the old man, observing a look of incredulity on the little boy's face, "in dem days, creatures had lots more sense than they got now, let alone dat they had sense same like folks. Hit was tech and go wid 'em too, man, and when dey make up der minds what had to be done, 'twent more mentioned for hit was done. Well, dey elected dat day had ter hold der assembly fur to sorter straighten out martyrs and hear de complaints, and when de day come, dey was on hand. De lion, he was dar, 'cause he was de king, and he hadder be there. De rhinoceros, he was dar, and de elephant, he was dar, and de camels, and de cows, and plumb down to de crawfishes, dey was dar. Dey was all dar. And when de lion shook his mane and took his seat in de big cheer, then de session begun for to commence."
"What did they do, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy.
"I can't scarcely call to mind exactly what they did do, but they spoke speeches and hollered and cussed, and flung der language round just like when your daddy was gwine to run for the legislator and got left. Howsomever, dey ranged der affairs and splained der business. By and by, while dey was disputin' longer one or another, de elephant trompled on one of de crawfishes. Course, when dat creature put his foot down, whatsomever's under dere was bound fur to be squished, and dere wasn't enough of dat crawfish left fur to tell dat he'd been dar. This make the other crawfishes mighty mad, and dey sort of swarmed together and drawed up a kinder preamble with some wherefores in it, and read her out in dat dere assembly. But bless gracious, such a racket was a gwine on dat nobody ain't hear it, 'ceptin' maybe de mud turkle and de spring lizard, and dere influence was powerful lackin'. By and by, whilst de unicorn was sputin' with de lion, and while de hyener was a laughin' to hisself, de elephant squished another one of the crawfishes, and little mo'n he'd a root de mud turkle. Then de crawfishes, what dey was left of 'em, swarmed together and drawed up another preamble with some more wherefores, but they might as well have sung Old Dan Tucker into a hurricane. De other creatures was too busy wid de fussin' fur to spawn under de crawfishes. So dere dey was, de crawfishes, and dey didn't know what minute was gwine to be de next, and dey kep' on gettin' madder and madder and skeerder and skeerder, till by and by dey gun to wink ter de mud turkle and de spring lizard, and den dey bowed little holes in de ground and went down outer sight."
"Who did, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy.
"De crawfishes, honey. Dey bowed into de ground and kep' on bowin' till dey unloosed de fountains of de youth, and de water squirt out and rose higher and higher till the hills was covered, and the creatures was all drownded, and all because they let on among themselves that they was bigger than the crawfishes.
Then the old man blew the ashes from a smoking yam and proceeded to remove the peeling.
"Where was the ark, Uncle Remus?" the little boy inquired presently.
"Which ark's dat?"
asked the old man in a tone of well-feigned curiosity.
"Noah's ark," replied the child.
"Don't you pester wid old man Noah, honey. I bound he took care of dat ark. Dat's what he was dar for, and dat's what he done. Leastways, dat's what dey tells me. But don't you bother longer dat ark, 'ceppin' your mammy fetches it up. There might have been two deluges, and den again, there mightn't. If there was any ark in dish year what the crawfishes brung on, I ain't heerd tellin' it. And when dey ain't no arks round, I ain't got no time fer to make 'em put one in dar. It's gittin' on your bedtime, honey."
End of chapter.